at Teresa M. Walker on Twitter. Good morning, Teresa.
Good morning, Greg and Joe. How are you both this morning?
Doing well. Now, give me your travel itinerary. Get me to your final destination.
Well, I will be heading to BNA, Nashville Airport, in the morning. I've got a flight at 8 o'clock to Atlanta. Land at 10:14, and then at 11:55 a.m., Korean Air, nonstop from Atlanta to Incheon. 15 and a half hours in the air. When I land, it's going to be 5:15 p.m. Wednesday afternoon. Then I have to take a train all across the country to the eastern side of the country, Gangneung, where I'll be based for the next 3 weeks, covering hockey and then pitching in as needed on everything else.
How long's the train ride?
2 hours is what I've heard.
That would be neat.
That'd be awesome.
That would really be neat to see, just to go right through the middle of the country and see all of that.
Well, the problem is I don't know what sunset is over there. I haven't double-checked that. So, you know, by the time I get my bags, find the train, and get my credential all approved and hung around my neck, guys, it may be sunset over there. So I might be going through the dark. So, yeah, I'm hoping that when I head back across the country on my way back home, maybe I can see something.
Well, and now this is naming the Olympics you've covered.
Atlanta, Vancouver in 2010, London in 2012, excuse me, and then Rio in 2016. So this is going to be number five.
Any apprehension more or less for this one than compared to the others? I know we had all the issues about the the mosquitoes, size of condors, and all that kind of stuff going on in the water and everything in Brazil. Any apprehension now?
Well, there was until I saw a report yesterday that there's a lot of flu cases that are spreading around Korea. I've got a little a buff that I wear when I'm spinning, and, you know, to try to keep the sweat off. I think I'm going to pack that. I just may put that up over my nose in lieu of a face mask to protect myself against germs. That's the one thing I'm worried. You know, we've got flu all over this country, and apparently it's all over Korea, too. So I had it in December. Don't want it again.
Are you worried that North Korea will invade while you're there?
I'm not worried about North Korea. They're cooperating. Shoot, on Saturday, I'll be covering the unified Korean team, and they just lost a friendly yesterday to number five in the world, Sweden, by the score of 3-1. So everybody looks like they're going to be having a nice time in Korea.
You better watch.
A little worried about the other people.
You better watch what you write about that North Korean team too. Okay, I'm just thinking about you, Teresa.
Well, Teresa's story is well documented. We're running a story on her before the Olympics. I went out and shot it. She was very gracious. We had a great time the other day with the interview. So it was going to run last night, Teresa, but they want to run it before the Olympics, and which I think is cool. Good. So thank you for your time, and the whole story is just fascinating. Going over what you're talking about, the travel, the coverage, what you're going to be doing over there. I just think it's a cool thing to be a part of that. Now all these Olympics you've gone to, and add another one with going over to South Korea.
Well, that's the thing. It's like I've been answering questions this morning from more than a couple people. Now wait a minute, I need a travel adapter, and it's like, wait, I better go check what I've got packed. Do I have the right one for that country? Because so many countries are different. So, yeah, there's just a lot of moving pieces. I've got two suitcases in my son's room, trying to make sure that I check my list and get everything I could possibly need. Guys, I will say this. I do have lots of Skittles, because the one thing I've learned, you need sugar. You need sugar during a three-week binge of hard work.
They'll let you bring that into the country?
Yes. Huh. It's in my suitcase. I took it to Rio. I took some to London. Is there anything wrong with that?
I don't know. Different countries may have it as contraband. I don't know. Because it causes that causes that Skittle flu. You've seen that commercial.
The Skittle pox, yeah.
The Skittle pox, right?
Oh, man. Teresa, I don't know if I ask you or not, did the AP, was there any kind of like, all right, like when you went to Brazil, like, hey, watch out for the Zika virus, was there anything like, all right, stay away from this neighborhood, don't go over here, don't do that, but you can go here? Any kind of parameters they've set for you?
Well, there's travel suggestions, whenever you go somewhere. But, guys, as my mom was all worried about me, and it's like, I was in the middle of a military base for my housing in Rio. I was out on the north, kind of the northwestern area of Rio, literally inside a military base. So I was behind walls with, barbed wire, checkposts. And then when we came out, we drove through some areas to get to the Olympic Park out on the outer edge. it was some impoverished areas. And the one day I was off and I got to do some sightseeing. I got to see some areas, you know, some of the favelas that they talk about there. You know, now in Korea, haven't heard too many. You know, the one thing I think we all kind of know is the DMZ. I have no plans to go to the DMZ. There are tours that would take you up there so you could see it. And it's like, I'm good. I saw it on Google Earth. I don't need to go check it out.
Oh, I would love to see that, though, because you look at the one hot, the hot spot in the entire world that's talked about more than anything else. I think it'd be great. But I also understand the trepidation for not wanting to go up there.
Well, that's the thing. If I get a day or two off, I'm more interested in trying to you know, maybe go ski because I love to snow ski, and I have skied. I skied in Vancouver after those Olympics were over, and to be able to say that I've skied in Asia, that's not too bad.
Teresa Walker with us, Associated Press. You can follow all of her stuff at Teresa M. Walker as she goes off to cover the Olympics in South Korea. And it's called, it's pronounced, is the P silent, Pyeongchang?
Pyeongchang.
Pyeongchang.
And the fun thing is that one has an E in it, and that's the area that describes the mountains. So if you're watching the skiing, the biathlon, you know, all the ski stuff, that's going to be in the mountains, and that's why they're called the Pyeongchang Games. Now, in North Korea, you know, they've got Pyongyang or something. There's no E, and, you know, there's a lot of those kind of towns up there, it seems. But but there's three distinct areas. There's one to the west, where all the X-board game kind of stuff's going to be, snowboarding and, you know, some of those extreme sports that we, you know, have become so popular. And then to the east, right on the coast. I mean, literally, guys, when the gold medal game is going on, as I walk up that day, I can look out and see what's known as the Sea of Japan. You know, wow. And everyone who ever watched MASH knows that's where Colonel Henry Blake's plane crashed.
Oh.
So I'm going to be able to see that as I walk to those games. So that's going to be a cool sight.
Teresa Walker with us. Let me read you this CNN story. Organizers of the South Korea Games will supply athletes with 110,000 condoms. That's 10,000 more than handed out at Sochi Winter Olympics. 110,000 condoms.
Greg, you have healthy young athletes who've been working very hard for 4 years. And, you know, between practices and drug testing and then actual competitions, they've got a lot of time and they can't spend it all standing in line for McDonald's.
So you condone this is what you're saying.
I'm just saying that, you know, the good thing about it is they're going to be able to practice safe relations.
You know what? And I am dead. I know it, but I've read that story, and this is in the New York, you know, Times, blah, 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 the most ever. They have pictures of them, what they're handing out, and I am dead serious about this. Collect some of them. Because they have the Olympic logo on it, and they have the logo of the Olympics, and you know they're sort of like buttons. You know, you see those things are they exchange between teams or whatever. I'm not kidding. I'm looking at the London 2012 package. I think they're collector's items. The ones that haven't been opened.
They give them to the athletes, Greg. You know, us journalists, we're too busy working to get a chance to even see any of those.
Borrow one from somebody, okay?
Well, I'll see. I'll just say this, though. You know, the athletes may be too busy using them to hand out as souvenirs.
Let me ask you something else. Specifically, yeah. Your beat over there. What is it?
Women's hockey. So I hit the ground, and now suddenly, because of the unified Korea team, that's suddenly a much bigger story than it was. They played the second game on Saturday, Olympic time, or Korea time, to kick off preliminary pool play. Now, the United States, Canada, you know, North America teams have absolutely dominated women's hockey. First debuted in the Olympics in 1998. The U.S. won then. Unfortunately, the U.S., who has won 8 of the last 10 world championships, for some reason has not been able to break through at the Olympics. Canada is going for a 5th straight gold over there. And I tell you, man, in Sochi, the Americans, they were up 2-0 in the gold medal game. They had an empty netter, clanked off a post. Canada ties it up in the final minute of regulation and then won it in overtime. Talk about a heartbreaker. And there are 10 Olympians on the U.S. team who are coming back trying to go home with gold for the first time in 20 years.
Teresa Walker with us at Teresa M. Walker on Twitter. Associated Press headed to Marita, South Korea.
What is there one event that you'd be able to block off that you can go see that you're not having to cover, you're kind of looking forward to as a spectator going to see?
Well, the one thing I'd love to do sometime is to watch the downhill ski. I watched Franz Klammer back in 1976 at Kitzbühel just tear up a course, and it's like I so want to see that someday. Unfortunately, now that Korea is such, I'm going to be kind of busy on that day. I've been trying to look through the schedule to see what I might be able to go see. Figure skating, unfortunately, is such a high demand situation. It can be really tough to get into those. So, the best event that I've seen at the Winter Olympics live has been the bronze men's hockey game back in Vancouver, although that was really cool because there were NHLers there, so I recognized many of the players on that team. Guys, with the NHL sitting these games out, I haven't done a scouting report on who's on which team.
With communicating with your family back here, email, I mean, I know getting a cell phone from across the world is very expensive. Have you figured that out?
Well, my husband has gotten off of all social media, so I'm just going to have to text him. I told him, last time in Rio, we Facebook messaged each other. Now, thanks to Wi-Fi signal, and in Korea, it's 4G quality, so I'll be able to text. But, my husband keeps telling me he's looking forward to 3 weeks of peace and quiet. I think he wants me to go, guys.
Oh, yes. Well, and let's do this. We'll text back or email back and forth if there's ever a window from, I don't know what 9 to 11 is. It doesn't have to be Monday at 10:25 Central. But if there's ever a window that's 9, what time is it there right now? Can you figure that out?
In advance. It's 13 hours ahead.
So that would be tomorrow at, it would be 11:30 there on Tuesday right now.
I think so.
Yeah, I just added 13 hours.
We might be able to make something work.
No, that's not right. I added 25 hours. So that would be 11:30 tonight.
Yes.
13 hours would be 11:30 on a Monday night, correct? If we're adding 13 hours.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe we can Skype and Charlie can hook something up.
Yeah, well, we'd love to hear from you, obviously. If not, we don't need it to be, too much of a burden, but hey, if you would love to hear your experiences and everything. Now, Joe, you don't know when I do want to see the feature you've done.
Probably Wednesday or Thursday.
Wednesday or Thursday, yeah, on, yep. 6 and 10, yep. 4, 6, and 10.
I don't know yet. We'll see.
4, 6, and 10.
Well, you're sure. Gonna have to let me know, Joe, so that I can let my friends and family know so they can tune in.
Yeah, I will. We'll absolutely do that.
Well,
so
we'll save it too. It'll be up on the interweb. So, well, Teresa,
absolutely.
Have fun. I envy you. This is very cool to be. This is
absolutely
your fifth, right?
Fifth Olympics.
Wow.
And Greg, I have to admit, this is something that, Atlanta, yes, that was closed. It's kind of cool. But when you get to go across the sea to a foreign country, to a different continent, it is very cool. And yes, I'm going to be working hard for 3 weeks, but trust me, there'll be a few moments where I just stop and look around and say, okay, this is cool.
Yeah, you're right at the epicenter of what the world is seeing. That's the coolest thing about it. Think about the Super Bowl, blah, blah, blah. People around the world may or may not care about that, but the Olympics is truly international. So the eyes of the world will be right there.
It is so cool to be standing next to somebody and hear them speaking in a different language and just look around at how many people from around the world are there.
You can get that in Nashville.
Yes.
I mean, I'm really, because of our diversity, it's wonderful here. Let me ask you something else. One other thing. What did you think about the Super Bowl?
Loved it. It was absolutely amazing. Think about this. Tom Brady and the Patriots' incredible run started with the tuck rule game against the Raiders in the snow. And what did we see last night? Brady's dropping back. He's hit. He's stripped of the ball. It comes out. He tried to make that throwing motion, but it was just so obvious that the ball was already out. And Derek Barnett of Tennessee manages to recover that ball. That was just amazing. I'm still wondering how Philadelphia, if any of Philadelphia, is still standing this morning. But, that was a good game from beginning to start. No defense, but great offense.
They were quick to say, Teresa, to go off your point there, when Brady went back to pass, that he was not, the arm was not going forward. They said that like four or five times, really quick, to let us know there was a fumble. And we've talked earlier, you watch that play, Derek Barnett, he got blasted early on that play, thrown to the ground, but he got back up and had full effort and was in the right place at the right time. So kids out there, if you want to see a play where you never quit, watch that play. And Derek Barnett recovers a fumble, and thus they win the game.
Got to think Reggie White was watching from heaven, looking at that and saying, well done, young man.
Oh, that's a good point.
Yeah.
That's a really good point.
Teresa, safe travels. Enjoy it. If you can hook up with us, that's fine. If not, that's cool, too. We'll be looking for your stuff and reading it and everything. Thank you, Teresa. Have fun, okay?
Will do. Thank you so much, Greg and Joe.
All right.